Tether posts 1.04B Q1 profit and 8.23B reserve buffer. ATH Tether published its Q1 2026 attestation on May 1st, with CEO Paolo Arduino confirming $1.04 billion in net profit for the quarter and an all-time high reserve buffer of $8.23 billion above outstanding USDT liabilities. The figures attested to by accounting firm BDO place the issuer's excess reserves higher than the equity bases of many mid-tier U.S. banks. The release lands during a period when Tether's competitors, including Circle and Agora, are pushing hard for federal stablecoin charters and yield-sharing structures, and when banking lobbies are actively trying to slow legislation that would let stablecoin issuers compete on interest. As of May 1, 2026, USDT remains the dominant dollar-backed token by a wide margin, with circulation north of $130 billion across multiple chains. What the Q1 numbers actually show, the 1.04B figure, is net profit for the 3 months ending March 31, 2026, on top of full-year 2025 profitability that Tether had already pre-announced in January. The 8.23B reserve buffer refers to the gap between Tether's audited assets and its outstanding USDT liabilities, a cushion that grows as treasury yields and Tether's other holdings outpace any net redemptions. A few specifics worth flagging. The attestation is a point-in-time snapshot, not a continuous audit. BDO is signing off on the balance sheet position at quarter close, not auditing internal controls in the way a Big Four full-year audit would. Tether's profit comes overwhelmingly from U.S. Treasury yields. With short-end Treasury rates still elevated as of Q1 2026, the company effectively earns a sovereign carry on every dollar of float. The buffer figure tells you how much of a write-down or run Tether could absorb before USDT would become under-collateralized. 8.23B is a sizable cushion in absolute terms, though smaller in percentage terms against a 130B-plus liability stack. Why the buffer matters more than the profit headlines are easier to write. But for stablecoin holders, the reserve buffer is the more load-bearing number. It defines how much asset-side volatility, mark-to-market loss, or operational hit USDT can take before redemption becomes impaired. In the wake of the 2022 USDC DPEG incident and ongoing concerns about issuer solvency in the broader stablecoin market, the buffer is the metric that matters when stress arrives. For context, $8.23B is roughly equivalent to the entire market cap of several mid-cap U.S. regional banks. It is also more than the combined reserves of most non-USDT, non-USDC stablecoins. Where this fits in the broader stablecoin fight, Tether has spent the last 18 months consolidating its position even as U.S. domiciled rivals race for regulated charters and yield-bearing wrappers. Coinbase recently launched a stablecoin credit fund, partly designed to route around the new restrictions banks are lobbying to attach to the federal stablecoin bill. Anchorage and M0 announced an institutional issuance partnership in April. And traditional banks themselves are arguing that any framework should bar interest payments on stablecoin balances, which would specifically blunt Circle's pitch to corporate treasurers. Tether sits outside most of this. As an offshore issuer, USDT is not seeking a U.S. bank charter and would not be eligible for one under any current draft. The Q1 numbers are a reminder that operating outside the U.S. regulatory perimeter, while structurally limiting in some ways, has not constrained Tether's profitability or its ability to absorb redemption stress. Implications for users holding USDT for users actually spending USDT, including through cards that route stablecoin balances to fiat at point of sale. The takeaway is narrow but real. The buffer is the highest it has ever been. This reduces tail risk of a peg break driven by reserve quality concerns, though it does not eliminate operational banking partner or regulatory risk. Yield is not flowing to holders. USDT is still a non-yield-bearing token. The $1.04B Q1 profit accrues entirely to Tether, not to the wallets and exchanges holding the supply. Anyone holding USDT for yield should look at alternatives like tokenized money market funds or yield share stablecoins. Settlement remains the killer use case. USDT's role on cards, remittance rails, and OTC desks is structural, not yield-driven. The attestation reinforces the asset-side credibility of that role.